Okay, today I'm going to share some bioassay, biochemistry and molecular data with you to demonstrate the potential multiple and cross-resistant development in the tarnished humbug. And I'd like to start with some question and answer. And first question is why we need to like invest insecticide resistance in the tarnished humbug? And we have a couple, two basic reasons motivate us to do that. The first reason is that everybody agree that the tarnished humbug is the most important insect on the cotton, especially in the Delta Mississippi and Arkansas. And the second reason is that the control tarnished humbug is mainly relied on insecticide. So with like a conventional insecticide, including those like a pyrethroid, organophosphate insecticide, and some new insecticide like a neonicotinoid and a novel insecticide. And I'd like to show us, list as a couple like concept of what is the resistant. And concept of one is kind of like emphasis like, the ability in some insect like some strain and can tolerate some dose of the insecticide and compared to those like normal population susceptible insect. And second concept is kind of like from industry people, they are like emphasis like kind of like the efficacy and potential like control failure. And both concepts have like each have merit and each may have like some question and But for our research purpose, I like stay with like concept number one, and this is for like just like compare between susceptible and resistant. Otherwise, we don't have job to do that. So the question: how to assess the to evaluate the resistant level in the field population? And we hypothesize that the resistant gene exists in the field population, and the resistance is driven by selection pressure, and so this is kind of like a basic, the hypothesis for the research. And our goal is to understand the resistance at the level and compare with like susceptible, to see how, and also to try to figure out what the mechanism is in the field population. And the major opportunity we include like bioassay and biochemical and molecular analysis of the resistant strain. And for the bioassay, we use a spray tower and everything kind of like standardized, include like a spray concentration, volume, spray pressure, distance, and railing condition. So kind of like a standard spray method, simulated to like a field spray condition. And so this is kind of like extra slides, what is the impact of our research. And probably we try to like, get like a better understanding for the resisting situation in the Delta field population. And that the purpose is for inform public potential risk of insecticide resistant development and provide scientific information for future development of insecticide use guideline and the resistant management. And this slide is kind of like a preview of our results. And next 12 slides are going to show like a detail. And this is kind of like a summary I'm going to show. Okay, summary again at the end of the presentation. So this is what we found. And first, that the tarnished humbug population showed like a variable resistant level to commonly used insecticide. And the resistance changed over the season, like from low in the early season to high to the later season. And the resistance was associated with the crop system and the spray intensity. And the population with high survival rate to organophosphates also have a high survival rate to the neonicotinoid and add insecticide. And the resistant level were correlated with the major detoxification enzyme activity. Additional insecticide selection could increase resistant level and enzyme activity. And finally, all the major detoxification genes were upregulated and no one was downregulated. And therefore, the resistance was conferred mainly by elevated expression of metabolic resistant gene. And here's the results. And in 2011, we tested two insecticides. One is the organophosphate insecticide, another neonicotinoid insecticide. And from this side, we can draw 2 points. First, the different population showed a different like resistance level to the two different insecticides. And second one, and that's the both insecticide is belong to a different insecticide class, and that's kind of like the population showed like showed like a high resistance to one insecticide, also showed a high resistance level to the another insecticide, and that's kind of like correlated, and the correlation is kind of like R squared 0.82, and for especially this data is kind of like a plot to in the from the population located in the northwest Mississippi, and those area kind of like we already surveyed like a couple of years and find those like those areas kind of like a hot spot for the resistance. And in 2012, we tested another pair of insecticides. One is also is a organophosphate insecticide, another is a neonicotinoid. And this slide demonstrates kind of like similar results as previous results. And that the population kind of like showed a different level of resistance. And also those like resistance level correlated between the two insecticides. And the population with high survival rate to the organophosphate insecticide also showed high survival rate to the neonicotinoid. And the seasonal changes, and we collect the sample from May, sometime in April, and to like September, even like October, November. But it's, but like, the growth season, and that the resistance like increase and from low to high, and yes, and in the October, even like a high level. And okay, this is kind of like a show the different crop system. On this graph, we use like a crop scape system and find out which field is kind of, the always like cotton area in the last 5 years, and some areas no cotton in the last 5 years. So we collect about from those like different like crop system and find that the bug collected, from cotton area have a high survival rate than the bug collected from a non-cotton area. And this is like a more, little more like a details there. We use like three different enzyme inhibitor. One is a TPP for the esterase. That's the esterase inhibit. DGM is a growth science transferase inhibit. And the PBO is P450 inhibit. So we tested and found that the esterase and the P450 inhibitor can synergize toxicity of the insecticide. And the DM is for this particular population, DM is not really like synergize the toxicity of the insecticide. And we also surveyed like enzyme activity from the early season to the late season. And so previously we found like a resistance level increase from May to September, and that the enzyme activity also synchronized with the resistance level, and also increased from the early season, and then low in the early season, and then high in the later season. And we also analyzed the relationship between the AS50 value and the enzyme activity. And so by use like three different esterase substrate, and show that all the esterase, different esterase, and kind of like correlate with the resistance level. And when the resistance increase, the activity also increase. But that is not necessary for the last one, that is for the, okay, this figure show that is for the GSD growth as transfers. So that is not significant correlate with the resistance level for the one population we collected. And some other population may also correlate. And by microanalysis of more than 7,000 genes, we can upregulate and what genes downregulate, and can get quantitative data, you know, how many fold the increase in the resistance gene, and how many genes, you know, downregulate, and how many fold. And biochemistry pathway analysis, we find that the gene related to a metabolic process kind of like a significant increase in the resistance gene. And another analysis, we found that the catalytic related gene, this black pile, and significant increase in the resistance gene. And this is the list of some gene, and most of kind of like esterase, and we got only one growth size transfers also increase like upregulating in the gene level, and we got total like more than 20, but only one get like upregulate, and many like P450 gene also upregulate, and some like that's like red bar, and that's increase. And some genes get downregulated, and you can see that those genes like related to like digestion and food digestion and reproductive related gene. And so that's, as I said, like we got like preview, and then finally like summarize our finding, use different language. And so we can say that many Tanish Pembroke population have developed certain level of multiple and cross-resistant to different class of insecticide based on the bioassay and the molecular biochemistry analysis. And resistant development was driven by selection pressure. We find that the season changes, and the early season, not many spray, but the late season may spray like once a week. And we look at like a field, not a cotton field, get like high resistant, and non-cotton area, does usually like don't spray or no spray or very few spray and get like, lousy resistant. And elevated metabolic detoxification is the major insecticide resistant mechanism. And so that's the major result, that's metabolic detoxification. And we have not found any, significant target site or gene mutation yet. So esterase and cytochrome P450 oxidase gene are mainly responsible for the resistant development. And because this P450 and the glutathione S transferase gene, those are general detoxification enzyme. And those genes are associated with multiple cross-resistant development to pyrethroid, neonicotinoid, organophosphate enzyme, and other insecticide. Finally, I'd like to say that the audit is collected from like Mississippi Delta, and it may not apply to nationwide. And I think that's all I have. Thank you very much.
We have a minute?
Yeah, that's right time.